Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
What up, everybody? It's me, Mateo83, one half of the Smart Marks Podcast. Obviously, no Jeremy this week because he's the one that kicks off the show. But you know what? It's going to be a fun show nonetheless. Going to be a little different. If you were watching on Twitch, you saw the mess that I was going through trying to get this show up and running. Kudos to Jeremy each and every week for getting the show up on Twitch on the video because it is a pain in the butt. Seriously, why is it so hard just to get a stream going? I thought it'd be easy, but it's not. I was having issues with the sound, and it just wasn't fun. So I quit the stream. So sorry, guys, if you were looking for a video this week, there won't be one. Hopefully, there will be another one coming up pretty soon next week when Jeremy is back on. Why is Jeremy not on the show, you ask? Why do you want to know? Why do you guys have to know everything? It's because we love you guys. That's why. Today, the day we're recording the show, I am recording the show, it is his lovely wife Kim's birthday. So there was absolutely no way I was going to have Jeremy ditch his wife on her birthday just so he can talk about wrestling. Because I'm pretty sure he talks about wrestling way too much already. Give your wife a break and take her out to a nice dinner, Jeremy. I hope you did just that. Guys, as far as the weekend wrestling goes, you know, was it really that exciting? Was it really that much? Is it really that much to talk about? I mean, we got a nice build up going into SmackDown with Shane McMahon and AJ Styles. Now, is anybody really interested in that match? And I've kind of been vocal against that match, not really being too excited for it in the first place. I am, you know, I'm not that excited. And it was nice to see that, refreshing to see that, you know, I'm not the only one that feels that way. I mean, if you guys watch Bring It to the Table, you saw that Corey Graves kind of felt the same way that, you know, he does respect Shane McMahon, does and definitely respects AJ Styles. And AJ Styles is an amazing talent to have on your roster and to use him in a Shane McMahon match spot, so to speak, you know, for WrestleMania. Yeah, one, you're on WrestleMania, but you're in WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, Florida. AJ Styles fought Chris Jericho last year in a great match, an amazing match. It was a lot of fun to watch. And I felt like they kind of had to tone everything down just a little bit because they didn't want to overshadow what could be for the rest of the show. But Jericho and Styles had a great match last year. And this year we're getting Jericho and Kevin Owens, which should be good, should be fun. And we're getting AJ Styles and Shane McMahon. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not that pumped for it. I like the build up for it. I like Shane getting thrown through a car window. That was a lot of fun to watch. I was not a fan of the camera inside the car angle. How convenient. It was just a little too convenient to have a GoPro set up instead of a car. And boom, there's your shot. Just why do that? I mean, we kind of already, you know, SmackDown's kind of the show that's a little out there as far as what they put on, like Bray Wyatt's house burning down. You know, that to me is pushing the boundaries there as far as believable, what's not believable. And yeah, I'm talking about professional wrestling here being believable, but you just gotta, I don't know. It took me out of the moment. It was cool, but it took me out of the moment seeing that camera angle. Just leave it the way it was. You know, you didn't have to show that angle. It wasn't necessary. It absolutely wasn't necessary. Going into Raw, I mean, we really didn't have that much. It's the second week of Raw where we have Kevin Owens, no Bill Goldberg, you know, Kevin Owens being titleless, we don't have a champion on the show going into WrestleMania to kind of hype a match. It feels disjointed. And I don't know. I mean, I'm not the biggest fan of Goldberg being champ right now. I wish that belt was on anybody else but him. We did get a Dana Brooke finally breaking away from Charlotte. Now, maybe this is just a ruse till Mania, and maybe they kind of get back together and help, and Dana Brooke helps Charlotte win the title. And I'm calling it now. Dana Brooke is not going to be a babyface. Dana Brooke's going to be heel. She's going to reunite with Charlotte. I just think it's a little convenient for this to happen for Mania, like, so to speak. Like, Charlotte's lost everything. She's lost her streak, and she's lost her backup. I don't see it happening. I think Dana, it's going to be a big ruse, and Dana's going to try to help Charlotte win that title back, especially at Mania. And if now going into Mania, I feel like Charlotte's going to walk away with that title once again, just because she has already lost at Fastlane, and Bayley's going to go on as, you know, being champ for 2 months, which in that division is actually quite a long time, seeing how the title, I hate the using the phrase hot potato, but the title is being passed around a little bit, and it might have taken away from that allure to it, as far as, hey, this is the women's title and this is how much it means to them. Just thinking of it like that, I think Charlotte's gonna walk away going into Mania, and we'll get into some Mania matches that have been made in a bit. I'm looking at stillrealist.com, and I'm gonna just be reading off some of these stories here, because I don't know if I can talk for another 20 minutes just off the top of my head without just sounding redundant and lame. Just a story here talking about how AJ Styles may be moving to Raw. For months now, it's been reported that Shane McMahon and AJ Styles will be facing off against each other at WrestleMania 33. It is, in fact, happening now. And at the beginning of the show, Styles cut a promo and aired his grievances against Shane McMahon. Then he made his way backstage and waited for the commissioner to arrive, a.k.a. Daniel Bryan. As soon as Shane entered the building, AJ ambushed him and smashed his head into a car window. I am sorry, Shane is the commissioner. Daniel Bryan is the general manager. At which point, Daniel Bryan stopped him and told him that he was fired. Although Daniel Bryan fired Styles on SmackDown, he'll be wrestling as a SmackDown star WrestleMania 33 against Shane McMahon, because Shane McMahon announced at the end of SmackDown that he will be AJ's opponent April 2nd at WrestleMania 33 in Orlando, Florida. Now, there is some speculation that WWE may have fired AJ Styles as a way to move him over the Raw brand after he faces Shane at WrestleMania 33. WWE also posted the following on WWE.com, confirming that AJ's status is up in the air. Even went so much to the point where they moved him to the alumni page of WWE Superstars. And if you're not aware of the alumni page, it's usually where you put people who aren't actively wrestling. I know CM Punk was on there for quite a while. He still may be on there. But so they're kind of trying to work as much as they can to make it look like, hey, this is something that's going down and happening. What else? There's also a link here that says the funny note about Shane McMahon window spot. And it is, let's see, it's talking about the camera angle. So I'm not the only one that felt that way. So that's good to know that camera angle was not, I was not the only person bothered by that camera angle. I'm waiting for this page to load. It is the Iron Sheik's birthday today. I don't know how old he is, but he is old. Let's see, another story here saying a big sign that Shinsuke Nakamura could be getting called up soon. Nakamura does have a match against Bobby Roode at NXT TakeOver. That was confirmed earlier tonight on NXT, where Bobby Roode and Cassius Ohno had an amazing match. Had a great match. Both of them back and forth. Took up almost half the show, I believe. And it was just really good. It was a lot of fun to watch. And Bobby Roode came out victorious on that, because he's glorious and he's victorious. And now he's going against Shinsuke Nakamura. Many would argue that Shinsuke Nakamura was main roster ready before he even stepped foot to the NXT ring. However, the 37-year-old Japanese sensation has spent the last year in WWE's in NXT on their brand, astonishing crowds all over the world with his amazing moveset and sick entrance. Now that we're on the cusp of another WrestleMania, there are many who would love to see Shinsuke mix it up on the main roster sooner than later, and that just may happen. There are few rumored surprises planned for the Raw after Mania, and while Kurt Angle's name has been tossed around, it's coming back to WWE TV as a possible replacement for Raw General Manager Mick Foley, Nakamura's name might well be right behind him. NXT has announced that they will take over, pun intended, the Download Festival once again this year, and they have released a promo poster for the event. Now, if you study the poster closely, you will be able to notice one glaring omission from the usual top NXT superstars. Shinsuke Nakamura is nowhere to be found. You have Sanity, Asuka, Ty Dillinger, Bobby Roode, Cassius Ohno, and yet to make his TV debut, Aleister Black, and there is no sign of the King of Strong Style. It is unlikely that they would snub Nakamura on the poster with plans to keep him on tour. After all, his name means money, but then again, there might not be anything definite in place in regards to a main roster call-up either. It is still very interesting to note that if the plans aren't solid for Nakamura's Raw or SmackDown main roster leap, they are still covering their bases just in case it happens before June. So it's interesting to see that Download Festival is a big thing that goes on in Europe, in the UK, so that's exciting, and it's good to, I feel like Nakamura is going to be called up after Mania. He's got that match for TakeOver, so no Mania match, but I'm looking forward to maybe him going to, I feel like he's going to go to SmackDown, but I would love to see him feud with Kevin Owens or Samoa Joe on Raw. That would just be amazing. I think that's awesome. Officially added the mixed tag match officially added to WrestleMania 33. John Cena and Nikki Bella will be taking on The Miz and Maryse, as was shown earlier on SmackDown this week. Miz started off this week's episode of Miz TV by putting himself over and his wife, which is a new thing to him because he really talks about how awesome she is. It's not like it's his catchphrase or anything. They played the previous build of the A-list couple and John and Nikki's rivalry, including the beatdown last week after they beat Ellsworth and Carmella. Or what did they call him? Ellsworth? I don't know. The Miz said Cena is the fakest person he's ever seen and lives in L.A. Maryse then said how she and Nikki used to be BFFs until Nikki stabbed her in the back. Maryse said she had an offer to be on the first season of Total Divas and Nikki told her not to sign it. Blah, 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 blah. Is anybody really this excited for a Miz, Maryse, John Cena, Nikki Bella match? Are we all just a little bummed that we're not getting John Cena versus The Undertaker this year? And we probably never will. It's probably never going to happen. Throwing my hands up in the air. You guys can't see because there's no video this week. I'm throwing my hands up in the air. Why? Why do we not have Cena versus Taker? No slight to Roman Reigns. He definitely deserves a big match at Mania, and a big match with Taker will definitely help push him over that threshold. Whether it's, you know, pushing him closer to being a heel, which I feel like he's going to win, and if he does win at Mania, then you just got to go full-blown heel with him. You can't pussyfoot around it and keep him at what he is, which is just a tweener. You know, there's people that like him, people that absolutely hate him. And right now, it's funny, you go to live crowd, you go to live events, and Roman gets cheered, like immensely cheered. But you watch him on TV, it's a cool thing to do. It's a cool thing to do to boo Roman on TV. Guys, we already have 11 matches set for Mania. That's pretty awesome. Just throwing that out there. In other news, Dudley Boys are celebrating a bit of an anniversary today. The Dudley Boys have accomplished some incredible things throughout their storied career, leaving a legacy of excellence and broken tables behind them. If you're a newer fan to pro wrestling and only know D-Von and Bubba Ray from their last run in WWE, I'm totally sorry. It is worth your time to do some research. They are indeed one of the best tag teams of all time and probably the most successful ever at that. 20 years ago, they won their first title, guys. 20 years ago, they won, I believe, the ECW Tag Team titles. They've gone on to, they went on to win those 8 times, the IWGP Tag Belts 2 times, Impact Wrestling titles 2 times, and they snatched up the WWE Tag Team titles 8 times during their career. This doesn't even include the several mini belts they picked up along the way, talking like indies and other places like that. So, along the road, they were paired up with quite a lot of people, most notably Spike Dudley and the Duchess of Dudleyville, Stacey Keibler, ex-George Clooney, Miss George Clooney herself. I don't think they're ever married. I think they just dated. But yeah, it's pretty awesome. Lately, Devon Dudley's been working backstage for WWE, and we all know that Bubba's been up to. He is now in Ring of Honor and established himself as a main event player there. So, man, the Dudleys have been at it for a long time, and it feels like they're not, well, Bubba's not going to be stopping anytime soon. So that is awesome indeed. Very excited. Todd, I blended in two names, Taz and Josh Matthews. If you guys watched SmackDown this week, you know that Mauro did not make the show because of weather conditions. And that's like Taz and Josh Matthews. Both had something to say regarding that issue, saying that Josh Matthews tweeted, and we have all been we've all had to bear with Josh Matthews lately. And whether or not people actually like this guy is a different story. I love what Jeremy Borash did on last week's Impact. Kind of just brought up that fact and just went off on Josh Matthews. But Josh Matthews tweeted, "With Taz in the car, I once drove us 2 days in Indianapolis to make a taped SmackDown show from New York City. Just saying." Kind of taking a dig at that. And Taz kind of joined in and said, "Very dangerous driving conditions, Michael Cole. And myself, you drove the whole way. Got to make the show. He said shot, but I assume he means show. That's how it used to be, I guess. And that was in that was a reply to Josh Matthews. I don't know. Come on, dude. The weather's insane. Who cares? There's just a point where, you know, you just got to say, hey, I'm taking a day off. I'm not gonna be at work. I don't want to die. And you can't, I don't know, you can't just take it out. It's whatever. These old school dudes are getting on my nerves. Like, seriously, like, if they're so opinionated on that fact, then maybe they should still be working in the business and, you know, have a job. I'm just saying. Come on. The Broken Hardys versus the Young Bucks is now a ladder match. This is going to be the Supercard of Honor 11, which is WrestleMania weekend, so that should be really exciting. And guys, that's going to be an awesome match. It's just going to be a great weekend of wrestling. You got NXT TakeOver Orlando. You're going to have Supercard of Honor probably Friday night, the night before NXT, and of course the big show WrestleMania on Sunday. Speaking of WrestleMania, guys, we have 11 matches announced, and jeez, 11 matches. Of course, we have AJ Styles versus Shane McMahon. I've already gone over that. We had the 2017 Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal, which will probably happen on the pre-show. Nobody's ever going to actually... I mean, is anybody ever excited about that match? Currently, we have, I believe, 5 men announced. We have 4 men, sorry. Mojo Rawley, Apollo Crews, and Kurt Hawkins from SmackDown have all announced they're going to be in the match. And the Big Show formally announced his entrance into the Battle Royal. This week we also got announced we're going to have a triple threat tag team match for the Raw Tag Team Championships. Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson will be defending their titles against Enzo Amore and Cass, and the team of Cesaro and Sheamus should be exciting. We also got our Cruiserweight match. Announced for, thank you to my wonderful wife who just brought in a cup of tea for me because she can hear me coughing. And I've been pausing the show, but yeah, it's bad. Neville won that Fatal 5-Way, which was actually a Battle Royal match. You can't call Battle. I mean, come on. If it's elimination, it's a Battle Royal. But Austin Aries won, and he will be facing Neville, man, at WrestleMania 33. This is going to be exciting. I can't believe we have Austin Aries at a WrestleMania on the main card. It better be on the main card. It's for the Cruiserweight Championship. It's going to be intense. It's going to be amazing, and I can't wait to see this match. Probably the most excited match, the excited I am for any of these matches here. After that, we have Alexa Bliss defending her title against the whole SmackDown roster, basically, women's roster. We have Mickie James, Becky Lynch, Natalya, and Carmella, and others to be announced. That's what it says on Wikipedia. All going against Alexa Bliss. Should be interesting. This is kind of throwback to that AJ Lee match that Vicky Guerrero put her in. I mean, where she tried to just derail her title run. She ended up losing the next night to Paige, but... you know, we saw what happened. On top of that, we got Bayley defending her championship against Charlotte and Sasha Banks. That's a triple threat match that was solidified last week. I foresee plenty of shenanigans happening there. I also mentioned earlier, we got John Cena and Nikki Bella taking on The Miz and Maryse. officially made. Chris Jericho taking on or defending his United States Championship against Kevin Owens. Guys, yeah, that's going to be a fun match, and I'm looking forward to it. Another match I'm actually looking forward to, this is going to stun a lot of people, but actually Undertaker versus Roman Reigns. As far as the build goes, I'm liking where we're headed. I'm liking what's going on, you know, the mind games being played with the you know, for whom the bell tolls, basically. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting, and don't knock it. Roman Reigns versus The Undertaker, I think it's going to surprise a lot of people that night, especially when Roman walks away victorious and held high. Is he going to retire The Undertaker? I think Undertaker maybe has one more match left in him. And or maybe I think maybe two more matches. I feel like if you end your career, you kind of want to end it at if you can in your own career. If you can call your own shots and retire on your own will, you know, not be due to injury, you know, unfortunately, like some guys. But if you can call your shot and decide when you want to retire, I think WrestleMania 35 is going to be the last time we see Taker. So we got Taker at 33, 34, and 35, and that's it. Maybe we do get Cena versus Taker at 35, and that's a send-off for both guys. Man, I'm calling it now. WrestleMania 35, Cena versus Taker, that's going to be the last match for both men ever. And, you know, both men are right off into the sunset. You know, Cena, I think the man could wrestle for another 10 years, but whether or not he wants to is a different story. I feel that's just the way it goes. Taker versus Roman Reigns this year, and then hopefully we get, I see the book now, like everything is just kind of coming to me, and I'm seeing Taker versus Cena, 35. It makes sense now. And put it on the board, write it in the books. That's what's going to go down. We have our Universal Championship match between Goldberg and Brock Lesnar. That, to me, is so exciting. Not exciting. Guys, I can't just get over how disappointed I am at booking here as far as why. Why are we having another Goldberg match? Why were we doing this to ourselves? Why? Can anybody ask me why? Can anybody tell me why? I just don't get it. I am baffled at just what's going on. Just this booking. I'm not enjoying it. I know there are some people that are liking this, and I just don't care. I don't care about Goldberg versus Brock Lesnar. And to me, what's going to happen when Finn comes back? What are they going to do with that title? Is Finn going to beat Lesnar? Because if Goldberg, or not Goldberg, but if Lesnar walks away with his title, who's going to beat him? Kevin Owens? Samoa Joe? I don't know. Like, and then you put that title on Lesnar, and he can run it as face, or he can run it as heel. And we kind of don't know how to book him. I mean, you had the big show at Madison Square Garden, and he went against Kevin Owens. But being booked against Goldberg, he's the heel. So what is going on here? Like, what are we doing? WWE, what are we doing with the booking? It is driving me absolutely crazy. And hopefully, I'm hoping our main event is going to be this. I hope it's Bray Wyatt defending his championship against Randy Orton. Those two men, I feel, deserve to main event WrestleMania. But I mean, Randy Orton won the Royal Rumble, which I didn't see coming, but he won the Royal Rumble. And to me, when you win the Rumble, that to me is saying, okay, you are going to actually main event WrestleMania. It's not going to be some showcase match like Goldberg versus Lesnar. That's your main event, and that's what we should get. I feel it'll be doing everybody else a disservice if we have Lesnar and Goldberg in a 10-minute stink fest to headline the show, which is less than 20 days away. And yeah, just come on. That's what we got to do. We got to do that. Orton versus Bray Wyatt. Just make it happen. Make us all happy, basically. Got a couple questions this week, and got a question from Tom, and I got a question from Alex. So we'll get into those real quick. Obviously no Macho Man or Dusty Rhodes this week, so bummer on that. Tom wrote in on Monday night. He said WWE has put a poll out asking what other type of tournaments would you like to see. Some of them are women's tag hardcore heavyweight. Looked like Hardcore was in the lead. Would WWE actually consider bringing back the Hardcore title? And what kind of tournament would you like to see? Personally, I would love to see a women's tournament. The NXT title, man, it is in the women's division. It is all by itself right now. It is just sitting there on Asuka's shoulders, waiting to be taken off of her. Would I like to see Ember Moon walk away with the title at NXT TakeOver? I would love to see her walk away with that title. But in the off chance that she doesn't, what do we do after that? Do we put her against Billie Kay and Peyton Royce again? Like, just a severe lack of heels. And we saw a new talent. I already figured Marcy Australia, I think that was her name, just absolutely demolished by Nikki Cross. And hey, you know what? Put her in a match against Nikki Cross 1-on-1 until you guys decide what to do. I feel a women's tournament match system would be great, especially if it culminated in a match against Asuka. I mean, we can get a Taylor Hendricks involved. We can get Santana Garrett, Veda Scott, Scarlett Bordeaux, just all like. And now we have Kimberly. She's there. Like, put her in this tournament. Jade is no longer with WWE or TNA. You know, put Jade in this tournament. Put Mia Yim in this tournament. I think it'd be a lot of fun to see. Speaking of NXT, we have 3 matches announced for their TakeOver event. The Authors of Pain will be defending their titles against The Revival and Team DIY. So we're getting 2 triple threat tag team matches. This one's actually an elimination match, so should be exciting. Should be a lot of fun to watch. We also have Asuka defending her title against Ember Moon. And then the main event probably would be, well, it's going to be Bobby Roode versus Shinsuke Nakamura. Should be awesome. We got a question for Alex. And he's asking us on the ABCDF grading scale, how would you grade each former TNA talent now working with WWE? AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, Eric Young, Bobby Roode, and Austin Aries. Okay, here we go, man. AJ Styles has been amazing so far. Been a lot of fun for him to watch. He definitely gets an A. Samoa Joe has been a lot of fun. He's had a bit of a rocky start going into NXT, kind of not really having a defined role there, and then just going super ultra heel, just so hard, so fast, and now he's on the main roster, which is good. But not as good as AJ. I think AJ, if we're looking at who's done the most, AJ Styles. And if I give AJ an A, I'd be doing a disservice to AJ if I gave someone else an A, because I'd be saying they've been doing just as much as him when they haven't. So AJ is the curve. He's done an A. Samoa Joe, a B average. You know, he's done pretty good. He's done pretty awesome. Eric Young, I'm still waiting for a lot more from Eric Young, but it's been really exciting to see him. He hasn't done as much as Samoa Joe, but I think they're just waiting. They're waiting to pull the trigger on something for him, so he gets a C+. I'm still a fan of Eric Young, but I feel like they can use him a little bit better. No fault to Eric Young. I just think he's kind of stuck in the system right now, and they're just weeding it out, waiting for something else to happen. Bobby Roode, NXT champion, B+. He's done nothing but just tear the house down since he's got there. I don't even think the man's lost a match. Awesome. And Austin Aries. He was probably one of the first guys to head over that way, besides Samoa Joe. And then he got hurt, kind of slowed down his role, I give him a B-, but I think if Austin can, I think they will. I think they'll pull the trigger and put up the title on him. Should be a lot of fun. Should be really exciting to see Austin Aries, Cruiserweight Champion. And before I wrap up the show, guys, I did mention Ring of Honor, Supercard of Honor, happening the night before Mania. So you have NXT Friday night, Ring of Honor Saturday night, and WrestleMania, of course, Sunday night. And I'm sure if you guys are on Flow Slam, there's going to be plenty of events going on as well, with Evolve happening, with Shimmer and Shine. I'm sure they're going to have some sort of events going on. Should be a lot of fun. Should be exciting. I didn't get into Impact that much, but Alberto Del Rio, or Alberto El Patron, the champion, was asked to relinquish his title. And I don't know what's going on with Impact, guys. I don't know what's going on with Impact Wrestling. I'm looking forward to watching this week's episode, though, to see what happens with that. Christopher Daniels is our Ring of Honor World Champion. I don't know if we didn't talk about that last week because it didn't happen. But he will be main eventing Supercard of Honor 11 weekend. He will be taking on Dalton Castle. That's right, Dalton Castle for the Ring of Honor World Championship. I'm waiting to see when Adam Cole will get his contract obligated. contractual obligated rematch. But also, maybe we're short on time with Adam Cole. Maybe Adam Cole is done, and that's why we're not getting this. On top of that, like as I mentioned earlier, the Hardys will be defending their Ring of Honor World Tag Team Championships against the Young Bucks in a tag team ladder match. Should be awesome. And then we have a Texas Bull Rope match set in Florida. But Cody with Brandy will be taking on Jay Lethal. Should be exciting. Should be a lot of fun to watch, guys. Order that if you can, because Ring of Honor is awesome and it's a lot of fun to watch. And on that note, guys, remember, Marks, you can send us your questions or comments and follow us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You are more than welcome to follow us on our personal accounts as well. You can follow me at Mateo83. You can follow Jeremy at JVader82. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us and other fans of the show. You can also follow us on Tumblr and Instagram. And if you hate social media altogether and want to ask a question anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use the referral link on provergamer.com, guys. You'll see the link. It's usually to the right in your browser window. Just check it out. Click on there. No added cost. Just click on that link and continue your shopping with Amazon. Hit that checkout, because when you check out with Amazon using the provergamer.com link, you help keep the lights on for every podcast at provengamer.com. Remember, you can stream, download, rate the show via iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, provengamer.com, and you can also listen to the show just recently on TuneIn. You can use your TuneIn app and search Smart Marks Podcast, and you'll find us there, guys. Be sure to give us a 5-star Frog Splash rating and leave a funny review that I can read on the show while you guys are there. At provengamer.com, you can check out other podcasts such as Trophy Whores, Remember the Loot, and PG Spoilers, also all available on your favorite podcasting app. Also, there's a plethora of game reviews and editorials, so make provengamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks again for listening, Marks. We'll be back full strength next week, guys, because we got to get prepare ourselves. We have to prepare ourselves for Mania. So I am Matt. Jeremy is not here, but we'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks. Peace out.